Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. And all of that you can do in anywhere from 5 seconds to 3 minutes, including video. That's right. We got 1 minute video, a 3 minute video, and we got a bunch of them on the website there. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We're having a great visit with a couple of very young 22, 23-year-old entrepreneurs still in college, about to graduate, best friends in life, and now business partners. The company is called Sea Clothing, S-E-A Clothing, David Barron and Zishan Mohammadi. He says we can call him Z, are the two business partners. And they have their business is about selling products. They just happen to be starting with caps. They're going to move into something else they'll talk about in a minute. But their mission statement is not just about selling products and being financially successful. It's all about being socially responsible, right, Z?
Correct.
And that's part of your business model, too. It's not just that you're going to make money and give some of it away or whatever. You're building social responsibility into your business model. Tell us how that works.
So this is David speaking.
Yeah, David, go ahead.
We build social value into the products by tying it into our operations, and that's very much a personal agenda.
Mm-hmm.
The way we're going to scale that is by not asking the consumer to go out of their way. We're going to make the best products for the consumer and sell it based on that. We can build brand value and respect for our brand by advertising what we do in the background, but people will consume the products because it's the best for them, because they enjoy what they get out of it.
But Z, how do you, but as I said earlier, there are a lot of cap manufacturers, a lot of people selling caps. How are you going to differentiate yourself beyond that?
So, I mean, you know, we've identified our target audience, and really, you know, our competitive advantage amongst other hat companies is that we really know our customer.
Mm-hmm.
So we can connect with them on levels that, you know, other brands, larger brands, really aren't going to spend their time focusing on. And at the end of the day, you know, people pick, you know, brands based off of, you know, who they're affiliated with, how they're
right.
connecting with their audience, et cetera. We've, you know, executed campaigns with, you know, multi-platinum selling artists that
right.
college students love, Waka Flocka the name, and we're about to execute another campaign with Andre Berto, a professional boxer, Olympic boxer, who's fighting Victor Ortiz next month in a, you know, in a pay-per-view fight rematch.
Right.
But these are conversations that our audience is tuned into, and, you know, we're a brand that they're very well connected to.
Mm-hmm.
So when you mesh the two together, we're very much in front of them and almost the first kind of brand that they may think of when they want to buy, you know, their next cat. But
David, you,
we have
David,
other
you,
products on the way.
David, you were telling me off the air that that hats are just your beginning. You're actually moving into furniture.
Correct. We are right now in the development process for a couch and futon substitute for college dorm rooms. We're having a ton of fun designing it. It is the couch that we didn't have while we were freshmen in dorms.
Now, this makes a lot of sense to me. Now you're not just saying buy my cap because you love me and you like what I do. You're saying, hey, we have a solution that you don't have. Nobody else has.
Exactly. It's going to be the most convenient, comfortable, durable, and versatile couch that, you know, any college freshman has seen.
Is it going to have Scotch Guard on it so the beer and the pizza fall off of it?
It's going to have cup holders in the bottom cushion,
oh.
So it is the ideal couch.
Right. okay. So, and that makes sense because your target audience is a group that you know they're college students, that kind of thing. So you're going to focus on that. So all right. So talk to us. What mistakes have you made so far?
also mistakes we've made. I think early on we let ourselves become a charity brand, and that wasn't directly in line with what we wanted to do. We wanted to be a true social enterprise, and the key word being enterprise.
Right.
And in the public eye, we were not seen as such. So we've got a little bit of work to do to go in a different direction,
right,
but still very much towards our core mission.
And so, Z, what is the future for your company?
You know, we see couches coming out. We see speakers. You know, we're gonna create products that support our definition of an active and social lifestyle.
Right.
You know, but each product is going to have some sort of meaning behind it.
Right.
The functionality, but also the way
Z, we're losing you. We're losing part of what you're saying there. David, are you doing this? All this is online? You're going to sell everything online?
For the most part, it's online. But with the couches, we'll start speaking directly with university housing departments and even with brand reps, which we've already been selling through on campuses.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue to with couches.
Where are your couches going to be manufactured?
They'll be manufactured all over. So actually, there's going to be a tool-less and glue-less construction. So it's not actually going to come in one piece.
So that assembly required. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
David, give us the manual. I got to wrap it up. Give us the website.
The website is www.simplyc.com.
David Barron, Z Mohammadi. Will you guys come back in a year or two? Let me know how things are going.
We absolutely will. Thanks for having us.
All right. Thanks for being here. Good job and good luck to you.
Yeah,
very exciting. A couple of young, exciting entrepreneurs. I'm proud of this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.